Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you for joining Samantha and I today. Samantha is here today with a very open heart, and we are all here to support her. She's had something happen, and we're going to talk about it.
Thank you, Erica. I'm feeling really tender right now. I woke up this morning. I couldn't sleep last night. I was tossing and I was turning, and I woke up with a chest pain, and somebody told me to check my messages, and I don't ever check my phone first thing in the morning. It's something I just do not do, but I knew I needed to. So I checked my messages, and I got one from my little brother, saying that our other brother was in a horrific motorcycle accident yesterday, and that he is he's in a coma. And he's fighting for his life right now. That he punctured both of his lungs and broke his spine and broke all his ribs and all of the bones in his face. And he's on life support, fighting for his life right now. And and I'm in shock that my baby brother is going through this right now.
Samantha, I just want you to know how much we all love you and how much support goes out to you, your family, and especially your brother. And we can all together send this intention of healing and wellness, and that he's going to make it through this because he is strong and he is capable and he is a healthy young man.
That's really what I've been feeling today. And thank you for saying that, about 5 years ago, my brother really took his health seriously. He used to be unhealthy and overweight and eating all the worst foods and not exercising. And, you know, he had this huge transformation, and I was so grateful I got to help him. And he lost over 150 pounds. He looks like a supermodel. He's fit and 6'4" and in shape and eats so well and trains every day. And he's a professional motocross racer, and he's super fit and so healthy. And I know that if anyone can get through this, he can. And I'm so grateful that he's so strong and that I have my little brother who's there, you know, who is with him and who's going to look after him. And that I just like know in my heart that he'll make it through, and that we have the tools. We have the epigenetic tools and the nutrition and the supplements and the oils and all the things. And it's so shocking. It really, you know, you hear stories about this, but it's so far removed that it doesn't touch you and it shake you to your core. And I've been shook into my core to think, like, life is so precious and so it can be so finite and so fragile. And in the blink of an eye, something can happen that's horrific and your life can be on the line. And when we pull out to the macro perspective and the eagle eye view of, we spend so much of our lives complaining about stupid shit and judging and criticizing and being in our worries and our woes and our anxieties about things that aren't real, about things that don't matter. And it's like, we get an opportunity to realize how fortunate we are to be breathing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unfortunately these circumstances that teach us this most important lesson. It's like the only way we can really understand that, like, the now, right now, is so important. I have no idea what's going to happen 2 seconds from now. Anything. You had no idea going to bed last night that you were going to wake up and have this kind of news. So if we could all live in our every single moment knowing we don't know whether we're going to be able to speak to our loved one tomorrow, if this petty little fight that we're in over politics, over religion, over something that really doesn't matter, that is going to potentially break this love bond between us, none of that matters. Stepping out and looking at the bigger picture of what does in the moment, it's a really good lesson.
It is. And family is so important. And my brother and I, we share a dad and have different moms, and we didn't grow up together. And so we would see each other throughout our childhood. But when we became teenagers and young adults, we really didn't prioritize each other. And we would see each other once every year, sometimes once every 2 years. But over the last 3 years, I'm so grateful to say that we've made it a priority. And I told him how much he means to me. And I show up in a relationship and he shows up, and we've gotten to know each other and create such a beautiful bond. And the one thing was, before I left on this trip, we didn't get to see each other. I was too busy. He was too busy. Oh, I'll see you when you get back. We take it for granted. I don't know if I'm going to talk to my brother again. I feel like I am, but right now, like, I don't know. And it's a huge, huge, huge wake up call for me. I appreciate my friendships and my relationships. And now it's like, I really, really will not take things for granted.
Yeah. You know, one thing that you said there, you just reminded me of telling our loved ones how we feel about them.
Yeah.
And not waiting on that, not waiting till later or at the perfect time. Now is the perfect time, because you don't know. You know, my mom passed away super early in my life. I was 27. And I remember being able to tell her, maybe a year or two before that, how happy I was that she was my mom and how proud I was, and how, like, I was proud that she was my mom. And after she passed, thank God I told her that. Thank God I didn't wait. Thank God I took advantage of that moment. I felt it and I said it. But sometimes we don't do that, right?
Yeah, it makes me think. It makes me think of all, yeah, you know, my grandma and my grandpa, I'm so close with them. Everybody that knows me knows that we're obsessed with each other. Every single time we see each other, we say, I love you. We say, I love you at least two or three times throughout the day. And every time before we go, we hug, we kiss. I love you so much. I love you. You're so important to me. And my grandparents always instilled that to me. You don't know if this is the last time you see each other. And you want to make sure the last thing you ever say to somebody you love is that you love them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my family does that too. Every single time anyone leaves the house, goes to bed, says hello for the first time in the morning, it is our first and last thing that we say. And it's definitely, it's something that people notice when they come over. They say how nice it is that we do that. And yeah, it never gets old.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, Curable. Curable is an app that takes a different approach to helping people manage and alleviate their chronic pain. I know it's been hard to watch my own father, who I've always viewed as indestructible, become increasingly limited in his movements due to chronic knee pain, and having to deal with the frustration of not knowing how to treat it effectively. Fortunately, modern neuroscience is illuminating more and more how chronic pain develops and worsens. Studies show that the brain and central nervous system play a much more significant role in chronic pain than we once thought, and by retraining the brain to process pain differently, we can reduce symptoms and gain more control. So if you're struggling with chronic pain, the Curable app can help you get your life back by guiding you through science-backed techniques designed to help you overcome fear of movement, symptoms, and never getting better. It also offers strategies that can help retrain your brain's response to pain and in many cases reduce the intensity and frequency of symptoms. Curable offers both a free and paid version of the app. If you use our link to sign up and get started with the free version, you'll get 50% off if you ever decide to upgrade to a subscription. Just go to getcurable.com/positivehead to set up your free account. That's spelled GETCURABLE.com/positivehead.
I love your advice. I think I'm in shock right now. I've cried about it a lot today, which is why I'm able to talk about it. Apart from visualizing and dousing him in frankincense oil and sending prayers, like, I feel like I'm really equipped with the tools of how to move through this. But for people who aren't, for people who are going through immense loss or grief or struggle or challenging situations, like, what I wonder how what can we advise? What tools can we give right now?
Well, the first thing that I would say when going through something like this is to do what you did and to cry it out. To cry and cry and cry. And every time you want to cry, you cry. And you don't hold back any of that grief. And you share it. And it's because it's important to have support. And then, you know, one of my favorite grief remedies is actually homeopathic Ignatia. And it doesn't take the grief away. But what it does is it kind of settles this awful feeling that you have, that like there's nothing you can do, and it's that intense grief that's it almost holds you, like you can't move forward. It's like it makes it feel so heavy. It lightens that heaviness, so it doesn't take it away. It just makes it easier for you to feel a little bit better, and it's important to take care of yourself at this time.
Yeah,
because that all that you can do is doing what you already know. Sending the love and prayers, but then taking care of you and spending some time to yourself. Don't worry about your commitments right now. Let it all go. They're going to have to wait. You're taking care of you. And however that means, listening to music, dancing, going outside, spending time in nature, meditating, whatever that means.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. I love that we have those tools. I've been using geranium, which is the oil of love and trust. And frankincense, the holy oil. I got my brother to bring him some and to put it on his feet and to rub it on his chest. So I feel good about that. And yeah, you know, I think it's so important. Like, it feels good to be able to cry and to share it with my friends and my family. And, you know, my hope as well is sharing it publicly. One is just to show that it's okay to not be okay. And two, if anyone's listening and you want to support me or my family, all I would love for you to do is to just in your heart, like, hold a vision of or send a prayer of him having an amazing healing. And that would mean the world to me. And through the quantum field, it makes a huge, huge difference. And so I totally invite anyone that feels called to send a prayer. His name is Christopher. La liberté, meaning the freedom. So that would be a really beautiful gift.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. You know, we are all energy, and energy healing really is just getting in tune with the creator energy, with the universal energies, and bringing that in within you and sending it out. You don't need to be a Reiki master in order to work with these energies that are you, that are a part of you, that are all around you. And just using that intention of bringing them in and letting them out for any intention, really. You can use this as a tool for yourself and for others all the time.
And that's just an excellent healing tool. So I thank all of you who are taking the time and spending that moment to get heart-centered and send out that healing, loving energy.
Thank you so much, Erica. And I think the other thing that you said is so important for anyone listening to this. If there's maybe a sibling in your life or a parent in your life or a friend, somebody that you haven't been in contact with or you haven't forgiven or you got into a big fight with or you have blocked in your social media, you know, you don't know. You don't know if they end up in a coma tomorrow. You don't know if they die tomorrow. And I imagine that you would regret it for the rest of your life if you don't get to tell them that you love them. And so, you know, anyone that you love in your life, send them a message. Tell them that you were inspired to reach out and that you love them and that they mean the world to you, because you really realize that they mean the world to you when you're in situations that are extremely challenging.
And you know what? Who doesn't need to hear that right now? How many in the world right now are going through challenging times, minimal challenges or major challenges? But I don't know if there's a single person who's just kind of skipping away all scot-free right now. So, and it doesn't matter, even if you are, it feels really good for your loved ones to tell you that they love you always. And so it's one little way that you can be a little love fairy and spread your love.
Yeah, I appreciate you so much for how you hold space, Erica, and for how you've allowed me to share this story and to feel your heart and your support and your light. It means the world to me, and I'm just so grateful to have you in my life and to be able to come as I am and to be held by you.
Oh, Samantha, I love you so much. I really honor you for being so vulnerable and being able to talk about this so soon. And I also find it amazing that you are able to come to this perspective that you have about it so quickly. Sometimes that takes a long time.
Yeah. It's hard to believe this right now. However, I hold the belief that we choose what we go through, and maybe Chris did choose this and to have a major wake up call in his life, and maybe this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to him. And so I'm holding that in my heart, and just that trust and the faith and the love and the knowingness that it's all going to be okay. And yeah, just looking for that golden lining, because it's unbeknownst to us in the moment, but there always is a golden lining.
Absolutely. And I love that point, because while on some level, yes, he chose it, not his conscious human side didn't say, yeah, I'm going to have this happen to me today, but his higher self saw his grand perspective and said, this is what's part of your path for one reason or another. And so in the grand scheme of things, yes, there's a reason, and there's a very positive reason for it, because there's never a negative reason for it. It feels that way now, but we will find out. There's always that silver lining, that golden lining. It's always there. You just have to broaden your perspective sometimes to see it a little clearly.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And all you positive heads, thank you so much for being here and just sharing this space. And, you know, I wanted to apologize if it was a little uncomfortable. I really appreciate all of you. We love you so much. Oh, yeah. That's what I got. That's all I got today, Erica. That's all I got.
That's all you need to have for today, Samantha. I really appreciate you even joining me today. This was definitely a commitment that you did not have to honor today, and I thank you for doing that. I appreciate you so much. And I'm sure all the listeners appreciate you for being here and telling this story and sharing your perspective, because I know how many people it helped. I know it. A lot of people needed to hear that today.
Thank you.
Yes. We love you all so, so, so much. I'm going to leave you with a song today. This is Trevor Hall, Indigo. Until next time, love you all.
Love you.
Also, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind, and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium Superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium Transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ISHOPPURIUM.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code.
She told me of that dream, told me of that mystic water, told me of that tree. Don't you be afraid, my child, don't you be afraid of what they say. Gotta get that arrow medicine so they can't fool you. Go inside the heart and don't let all the dark thoughts school you. Don't you be afraid, my child. Don't you be afraid of what they say. I've got to go back to those skies indigo. Back to holy country roads. Back to what my sweetheart knows. I've got to play like a child in her lap. No defending, no attack. I know that spirit's got my back. To that island in the ocean, whale songs around and we were feeling sweet emotion. Don't you be afraid, my child. Don't you be afraid of what they say. We were staring into full moon eyes of white pueo. I could see the circle coming round like a big halo. Don't you be afraid, my child. Don't you be afraid of what they say. I've got to go back to those skies indigo. Back to holy country roads. Back to what my sweetheart. I've got to
Don't you be afraid, Nana. Don't you be afraid, Nana. Don't you be afraid, Nana. Don't you be afraid, oh yeah. Don't you be afraid, Nana. Don't you be afraid, I've got to go back to those skies indigo. Back to holy country roads. Back to what my sweetheart knows. Don't you be afraid, I've got to play like a child in her lap, Nana. No defending, no attack. I know that spirit's got my back.